Democrats hailed the bipartisan bill's passage to keep six key agencies operating. With 6 months left into the fiscal year, Connecticut Representative Rosa DeLauro noted women from both sides of the aisle took the lead in crafting the compromise package and outlined some of its contents.
I am enormously proud that we are providing an increase of $1 billion for child care, for Head Start, expanding access to quality and affordable child care for hardworking families. We increased Title I education funding, protecting 224,000 teachers' jobs House Republicans tried to eliminate. I am also pleased that we successfully defeated every one of the Republicans' extreme policy riders in the labor HHS bill. In this package, we prioritize the men and women in our armed services and their families by securing pay and allowance increases of over 5%, the highest increase in decades.
The swamp is back in full force.
Far-right MAGA Republicans like Chip Roy of Texas, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, and Thomas Massie of Kentucky, all with the Freedom Caucus, assailed the bill, at times repeating xenophobic, transphobic, and anti-abortion rhetoric.
This bill funds full-term abortion.
We know it's got money to groom our children down to ages of 12 into being trans.
This is the bill that rips our border wide open and tells every single person in over 160 countries around the world they can invade our country, they can come in, rape our women, murder our people, and squat and take over our homes.
101 Republicans voted for it, 112 against, largely for failing to carry many of their policy priorities and spending too much money. House Speaker Mike Johnson touted some of the provisions that address their policy priorities, particularly immigration, adding 8,000 more detention beds for undocumented immigrants, a 24% increase, and more money to hire 2,000 Border Patrol agents. Immigrant rights advocacy groups slammed the border security provisions. The National Immigrant Justice Center said in a statement, the bill enhances the private prison industry at the expense of communities. It notes funding for immigration customs enforcement is increased $500 million, while cutting $150 million from immigrant services like shelter. Some Republicans defended the bill as a strong national security measure, with more than 70% of the $1.2 trillion funding going to defense. Here's Florida Representative Mario Diaz-Balart.
It is the strongest pro-Israel state and foreign operations bill that we have ever seen. So let's talk about facts. It provides $3.3 billion in FMF, foreign military financing for Israel. Almost as importantly is what is not funded in this bill. The bill prohibits funds to UNRWA, which has become, frankly, a de facto subsidiary of Hamas.
While Israel has accused 12 UNRWA staff of having ties to Hamas and its October 7th attacks, Israel's yet to provide proof, and UNRWA says Israeli soldiers tortured the staff members into giving false confessions, which has prompted several nations to recommit funding to UNRWA, including Australia, Canada, Finland, Portugal, Sweden, and the European Commission. Ultimately, 185 Democrats voted for the funding bill, 22 against. One of the dissenters is Silicon Valley Representative Ro Khanna, who wrote on social media, "The America I believe in must never be indifferent to the man-made starvation of children." Security Policy Reform Institute co-founder Stephen Semler pointed out the bill also prohibits U.S. funding for the United Nations Commission that's investigating war crimes in the occupied Palestinian territories and Israel. The progressive Jewish group If Not Now said on social media it's unsurprising the GOP is working to ban funding for UNRWA, while the Israeli military massacres and starves Palestinians in Gaza with U.S. financial and diplomatic backing. It's unconscionable, so many Democrats are joining them. The bill includes little money for Ukraine. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.